don't really negotiate on your needs. It's a quick, nice little recipe for unhappiness. And especially if someone is time and time and time again refusing to meet your needs in your relationship, or is just simply incapable of it. Because let's be real, sometimes people are just not capable of meeting your needs.
Welcome to the Love You Want podcast. This podcast is about empowering yourself in your relationships so you can then go on to find and attract the kind of relationships that you truly deserve and desire. This is your host, Anne Helgren, and I'm so glad you're here today. If you want a show that is open and unapologetic about the complexities of romantic relationships, you've come to the right place. Let's get started.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Love You Want podcast. This is your host, and I hope you're all well. If you're listening to this when it's being recorded in March 2025, I hope you've all been doing well despite all the viruses that have been going around. Today, what I want to talk about is who and what is lowering your standards. Now, I think this is super important because sometimes we go throughout life without realizing that the way we're operating is not based on even our own standards. It's based on things that have kind of been pre-programmed within us. So what I mean by not our own standards, I mean not our authentic standards. So they're not true to us, or standards that we have adopted based on our own life experiences, but don't really serve us, right? So this is what I really want to talk about. So who is it that is making you lower your standards? Or what is it that is making you lower your standards? So I think I'm going to focus on four key areas. And before I perhaps dive into this into a little bit more detail, it's worth kind of asking, okay, so what? So I'm not operating on the standards that I want. Don't understand, what's the big deal? Well, my dear, there is a really big deal. It means that you're not fulfilling your purpose. You're not living life to the terms and conditions that you want to be living for yourself, or that you could be actually living for yourself. You were settling for less than you deserve, and you were settling for either less things. And I'm not just necessarily talking about materialistic things here. I'm talking about maybe starting that business that you wanted to start, asking for that promotion that you've been longing for. I'm talking about maybe starting that family that you've been wanting to start, or that new relationship. Or even improve a relationship that you might have. Perhaps you're in a relationship, but you feel like fundamentally, this is not where I want to be. I deserve more. I want more, but I just don't know how to get out of this space and this place that I'm in. And then we've got the who is lowering your standard. So who are you surrounding yourself with on a daily basis? And it doesn't necessarily need to be daily, but usually it's people who you are spending a significant amount of time with, because, you know, we've all heard this. The people you spend your time, a lot of your time with, you will tend to pick up habits, behaviors. You'll start to think like them. You'll start to have the same level of expectations and values and so on, and even beliefs as well. So it's really important to understand, who am I surrounding myself with? How are they affecting the standards in my life, positively and negatively? And I think it's important to identify both. In this particular episode, I'm talking about those things and people who are lowering your standard, because I really want you to understand, unless you get out of that kind of mental space, or that physical space, that emotional space, that psychological space, it's going to be really hard for you to actually achieve what you really desire and deserve in your life. Okay, so there are four things I want to talk about today. And the first one is factors around our society. So when we look at things like social media, or even mainstream media, when we look at the books that we're reading, when we look at the programs, the podcasts that we're reading, are these things enhancing your standards, or are they lowering them? What you're watching on TV has an effect on you. Like, especially if you keep watching a lot of I'm just going to say it. If you're watching a lot of reality TV day in, day out about little spoiled brats and how difficult their life is, or you're watching reality TV that really is not adding any value to your life, and this is the information you keep taking in and day out, guess what? It does have an effect on you. It does have an effect on your standards, because you are beginning to consume information. First of all, that's not really helping your life, is it? So that in itself is a way of lowering your standards. Like, you could be consuming things that enhance your life, even if things that are entertaining to you. Look, I'm not saying never watch any reality TV, but just be mindful. How many hours of this are you taking in per week? What you're watching, whether it's reality TV or not, whether it's through, again, social media, mainstream media, whether it's through your podcast or books or whatever, how is it enhancing your life, or how is it detracting from your life as well? And ask yourself, is there something better I can be doing with my life to add value to my standards? So I know, for example, I'm a massive fan of growth. A lot of the things that I do consume are around growth. I love my podcasts. I love podcasts that are teaching me something, whether it's about my business or marketing or my mindset, or, you know, any kind of personal growth thing. Absolutely love it. I love listening to services as well. So as many of you might know, I'm a Christian. My faith is really important to me. I love consuming things that have to do with God. And this is why I'm saying we are bombarded by messages all the time. What are you actively choosing to consume? And from who are you actively choosing to consume it from? And so that's just the media side of things. And I want to go to, so what is the media side of things, the information that you take in? And the who side of things, talking about society, who are you surrounding yourself with? And what are their standards like? Are they wanting the bare minimum for themselves and they're happy with that? Or are they striving? Are they pushing the bar? Are they going for what they actually want? Are they refusing to settle for less? Are they kind people? Or are they people who sit around and gossip about other people all day long? And now you suddenly picked up that little nasty habit of talking about people behind their back. Are they people who speak the truth? Are they people who just lie and you don't know half of the time whether what they're saying is like the truth or not? It's small things. It sounds so mundane. I get it. But I'm telling you, the people you surround yourself with really, really matter. They will either increase your standards and help you get to a higher level, or they'll drag you down into a lower level than where you're even operating from, or they will keep you stagnated. Because I love the saying, I can't remember who said it, but I heard it somewhere, and it was about never tell your big dreams to small-minded people. So again, who are you sharing your big dreams with? Who are you sharing your life goals with? Who are you spending a lot of time with? Are they enhancing your life and by default, your standards of what you expect from yourself and your future? Or are they decreasing the standards? Or are they keeping you stagnated? Are they kind of like putting this kind of invisible? And sometimes, by the way, they might not even be doing it intentionally, right? They probably don't even know they're doing it sometimes. Sometimes they do, but sometimes, and I think majority of the time, people don't even know this. They'll tell you things like, oh, look at her, she's doing too much. Oh, look at him, who does he think he is? Why would you want to do that? That's kind of silly. Are you crazy? Do you know how many people have tried that and have failed? Like, why are you doing all of this? Like, it's so much easier to do that. Like, watch out for the way people talk to you when you're trying to achieve something great. When you're trying to put that bar high for yourself because you know you're capable of whatever it is that you dream of. You know, God has given you this innate gift and a purpose. I believe that. I believe God has given all of us an innate gift and a purpose. And are we using these gifts and purposes? Or are we letting people's voices and what we are consuming stop us from achieving our true purpose, our life goals? Are we going through life on a cruise mode? Or are we going through life actually experiencing life? I think there are a lot of people who are living, but very few people are actually existing in their true sense of who they were created to be. I really, really, really hope people are getting this. Like, there's a huge difference between I'm going to my 9 to 5, I come back home, I do the X, Y, and Z, and repeat and repeat and repeat and repeat. If that is not your purpose, please take a moment to ask yourself as you're going through this podcast, am I living in my purpose? Am I living a fulfilled life? And if not, what and who is stopping me from getting to that fulfilled life that I want for myself? Because I think until we get to that point, I feel like we kind of rob ourselves out of a true human experience. And it's not really worth it. I think we also rob ourselves a sense of self-worth, kind of repeated circle. You do things that are not doing good for your self-worth or decreasing your self-worth because your standards are not where they should be. It keeps repeating itself. You will behave in a certain manner. And then when you do behave in that manner, your brain or your ego, or subconscious will go, see, I told you we couldn't actually get to that level. And then your behavior again continues in this loop of not thinking that you're worthy, doing things that kind of prove you're not worthy. So whether it's not starting that business, not going for that job, whatever it is, and the cycle continues. Okay, enough with the society factors and the influences. The second one I want to talk about is how your internal talk is affecting your standards. So this one is about a who is affecting your standards, but this time we're going to look closer to home. We're going to look at yourself. What is your self-talk telling you that is decreasing your own standards? Now, I think this is massive because this is the one thing you have complete and total control over. You have complete and total control over what you say to yourself, especially if it's a repeated thing that you keep saying to yourself, a repeated belief that you keep saying to yourself. It doesn't need to be out loud. You know, have that internal dialogue with yourself. What does that sound like? I'm going to talk about specifically relationships in this particular, to give you an example, you know. And again, this is no judgment. I've been there myself in my younger days, don't have this problem anymore. But I used to have, you know, years ago, I used to have this fear of being alone. So I would just settle for anything in relationships, like being with someone, even if they were completely so wrong for me. And internally, like looking back now, I can honestly tell you they were way below my standards. And I don't mean this in an arrogant manner. I just mean it in the sense that they were not nice people. I like to hang around nice people. They were very dishonest people. They had very shady values as well. So this is what I mean by standards. This is not about I'm better than thou at all. This is about what standards do I want for myself? How do I want to navigate through life and as a human being? And are people meeting me at this level or not? Am I settling for less? Am I settling for disrespect? Am I settling for dishonesty? Am I settling for shallow conversations or a shallowness or a lack of emotional intelligence, a lack of connection, all for the sake of the fear of being alone? And so because I had such a fear of being alone, that was like my thing. A lot of it brought on by childhood issues, surprise, surprise. But yeah, and that also contributed to other couple of other things that made me lower my standards. So, for example, you know, you can look at your past traumas, your past experiences, either in previous relationships that have been pre-programmed into you. And I'll touch on to that one actually as a third point. But previous experiences in your upbringing, in your teenage years, are you having such negative internal dialogue that you're lowering your standards and settling for less because of that? Is it coming from a sense of, you know, perhaps like me, the fear of being alone? Is it coming from a lack of self-worth? Is it coming from a lack of self-esteem, of self-love, of self-grace? Like, do some internal work and really understand how your internal beliefs, how your internal talk affects your standards. Because when we don't do the inner work, and most of you who are listening to this, I know you're into your own personal development. That's why you tune into this podcast. Are you doing the inner work to make sure that no matter what is happening externally, internally, you know you are kind enough, you're showing yourself the grace that you need to be showing yourself, and you are putting in the growth that you need to put in to make sure that your standards are high, baby. They are where you need them to be. You know what you're worth. You know you're not settling for less than what you're worth. And you know no one is going to make you feel unworthy of anything less than what you desire for yourself. I'm going to say that again. No one is going to make you feel unworthy of what you truly desire for yourself. And that has to start with internal dialogue, letting yourself know that you are worth what you want out of your life. Okay. The third one I want to talk about is the relationship dynamics. Now, I think this is huge. And I kind of touched on this before. And I've touched on this in previous podcasts. I'm a huge, huge believer in the people that you surround yourself with matter. And I believe even more so when we talk about romantic relationships, like they have an effect on our self-worth. And our self-worth will determine the standards that we allow ourselves to navigate through life with. You cannot be having high standards if you do not have a good sense of self-worth. You cannot be navigating through your relationships and having a good, healthy relationship with high standards of the relationship of other aspects of your life, whether it's your parenting, your business, your job, your being a sister, being a mom, whatever it is, being a friend. It's so important to really navigate this and understand how your relationship dynamics are affecting the standards that you have in your life. So I'm going to focus on particularly romantic relationships, but you know, I kind of touched on this before. All significant relationships will have an effect on your standards. If you're spending enough time with these people, they will have an effect on your standards. But talking about relationships, I think this is really important when understanding how have our past relationships affected us? How have they influenced our sense of self-worth? How have they influenced our standards? How have they influenced what we believe about ourselves and therefore keep attracting or not attracting? Keep attracting or now, hopefully, if it was a bad pattern in the past, we have now learned to up our game, up our standards, and we're repelling certain kind of behaviors. We're repelling certain kind of people. We're saying, nope, I'm not doing this anymore. I am given notice to this kind of behavior. You are no longer part of my life. I've given notice to dishonesty. I've given notice to disrespect. I've given notice to whatever it is that you've been going through. And you just feel like I've had enough. I'm no longer tolerating that. So take a moment. You can do it now. You can do it later on. Take a moment and ask yourself, are there certain things in previous relationships that I have allowed to carry on or I've allowed to influence my standards at this point of my life? So the second thing is looking at the current relationship that you're in as well. Are there, again, same kind of questions. Are there things in your current relationship that you are tolerating or that you've tolerated time and time again? And what it's basically usually it's obviously things that you're tolerating would obviously not be positive, right? Otherwise you'd welcome them rather than tolerate them. So are there things, are there bad behaviors, disrespect, cheating, lying, all these kind of things? Are there things that you've tolerated again and again and again, and now you just feel like, you know what, I'm not doing this anymore? Perhaps even it's a disconnection. You're tired of existing in a relationship that is either shallow, is disconnected emotionally, sexually, mentally. Perhaps you're growing on very different paths and there's just that disconnection. And you're perhaps not really looking to work on it. You've kind of decided, okay, this is the end of it. But because you haven't ended it, you continue to exist in a place that is unhealthy for you. Or perhaps there are things like boundaries, expectations. Have you set clear, healthy boundaries that allow you to exist in that relationship in a healthy, functional manner? Or are they all over the place and constantly broken? Do you have expectations in your relationship? I know this is going to trigger some people. It always does whenever I use expectations with relationships, but hear me out. Do you have expectations that you have discussed together, that this is what I would like from a relationship, from a healthy, happy relationship? You've had this conversation. It's not just an internal dialogue, by the way, the expectations. You need to have these conversations. You need to voice them. You need to communicate them. And it's a two-way street, and understood, this is what I want. Have you had those conversations? And if you have, are you being met at the standard that you're expecting? Are you being met at the place that you're expecting to be met, that you have expressed you'd like to be met? Now, I'm not saying that, you know, let's keep it 100. I'm not saying that all your needs will always have to be met all the time. I talk about this wants and needs quite a lot. Wants, you know, we can have more room to negotiate in them. I tend to say, don't really negotiate on your needs. It's a quick, nice little recipe for unhappiness. And especially if someone is time and time and time again refusing to meet your needs in your relationship, or is just simply incapable of it. Because let's be real, sometimes people are just not capable of meeting your needs. They might tell you they're going to try, but they just won't do it. Is it that they don't want to? Is it they're incapable? I don't know. You probably don't know the better answer for that in your own situation. But just ask yourself, are your needs being met majority of the time? Again, no one's perfect, but it has to be majority of the time with the needs. The wants, let's negotiate. No one's perfect out there. We know that. All right. And I really want to emphasize as well, when it comes to relationships, it really affects your mindset. If time and time again, you're creating standards for yourself that you have lowered and lowered and lowered and lowered just for the sake of keeping peace, just for the sake of kind of like sweep it under the carpet, let's move on. I'm tired of arguing about this. I'm tired of having this conversation again. I don't want to do this again. I don't want the tension. I don't want the kids picking it up. I don't want, you know, it's not a nice space, right? When you're living in dysfunction or you're living in tension even. So some of the times we continue to decrease our own standards just to make things tick along. And this is a really important thing to be mindful of if you catch yourself doing that. Have your standards lowered and lowered and lowered. And I tell you what, if you are with someone who is quite good at manipulating you to think that you are the problem, so when you express something, it comes back to you that you are the problem, and then you somehow gaslighted into doing whatever you think that you should be doing to keep the peace, or you're gaslighted into silence, you're gaslighted into apologies that, quite frankly, you should not be giving, you're manipulated into thinking that you are the problem, and therefore you start lowering the standards of what you actually deserve, like respect and honesty and you know, the basics of a happy relationship, healthy communication, a healthy connection, emotional connection. If you start lowering your standards every time because it's you're being gaslighted into thinking that you are the problem, or I really think you need to take a minute and ask yourself, at what point is enough enough? And if you want to listen, did a podcast a couple of episodes ago. It's titled Enough is Enough, or When is Enough Enough? You can check it out. And I think it'll give you a couple of light bulb moments to know when is enough enough. The fourth one I want to talk about is self-empowerment. I think it's very hard to have high standards for yourself when you're lacking four key things. And this is something I work with on my program, and I truly believe is a game changer when it comes to empowering yourself, which then empowers you to have high standards for yourself. And one of the first things I want to talk about is self-awareness, you know, self-awareness, self-clarity. Are you fully aware about who you are, who you truly are, authentically, right? Forgetting all the pre-programming we receive from childhood and throughout the adult life experience or teenage years, are we clear on who we authentically are? And are we turning up as this version of ourselves? Because when you refuse to turn up as your authentic self, and with a sense of self-awareness in terms of who you are, what you value, what are your beliefs, what's important to you, where do you want to go in life? And again, you know, where you want to go in life, this can change. Of course, it does. You've got to have some awareness of this. Otherwise, where do you set the bar? You know, it's like a goal. You don't have to know where you are and where you want to go, right? You've got to know your point A, where you're starting, where you are, and where do you want to end up? Point B. That's like the whole self-awareness reflection, if you like. And if you don't have that process clear in your mind, it's going to be very hard for you to set any kind of standards for yourself to actually get there. So you can't, you know, you won't be able to set clear, great standards knowing this is where I am. This is where I want to go. This is who I need to become. This is what I need to learn. These are the skills that I need to improve. This is the qualities I need to work on. These are some of the negative things I might want to turn down a little bit, you know, or work on. So self-awareness, massive, massive, massive. And self-clarity in terms of, apart from you as a person, where do you want to go as well with your life, your future, your purpose? The meaning of why you're put on planet Earth. What does that look like? Let's get some self-awareness, people, so we can get some standards in there too. And we can up those standards to meet our goals, our purpose, and our reason of why we're here on planet Earth, right? Number two I want to talk about as well is self-respect. You're not going to have high standards of yourself if you don't respect yourself enough. Fact. I learned that when I started respecting myself more as a human being, I started respecting who I spent time with. I started respecting my time more. I started respecting my energy more. I started respecting my existence, quite frankly. Like, I don't play around these days. If you are coming into my life and all you're giving me is nonsense, believe me, block and delete is an option for me. And I practice it. I practice block and delete. And this is not about being mean or arrogant or anything, but I've learned to respect myself, and respecting myself means I respect my time. I respect my space. I respect my resources. I respect my mental, emotional, physical health, which means I just don't allow any Tom, Dick, and Harry to come into my life, excuse the pun, without being aware of what they're contributing into my life, especially if it's on a negative vibe. Mm-mm. Just I have learned self-respect, and with that, my standards have gone up, and I've learned to operate with standards that allow me to navigate through life the way I want to and the way I believe I deserve to, which is at a high vibration, a place of service, a place of love, a place of joy, a place of spirituality. And anything else that is bringing lots of negative vibe or energies and just rudeness and meanness and vindictiveness, I do not have time for it. Self-respect, I promise you, is a big one. And if you find yourself lacking on that, like anything else I've said here, if you find that you want to reach out and have a conversation, I offer a free discovery call as well. Reach out. You're not alone. Would love to help you out. Let's stop settling for less. Let's stop settling for less than we deserve. The third one I want to talk about is self-love. Now, I know this is a term everyone's been throwing around left, right, and center, but it's important. And I think there's a reason it's become so popular in this day and age when we talk about self-love. Again, if you don't love yourself enough, again, I've said this before, narcissists need not apply. We're not talking about that kind of self-love. I'm talking about the love that you love toward yourself without it being that at the expense of other people or without it being self-obsessed, kind of the greatest thing out there since sliced bread kind of love. It's about setting standards that you know would align with you loving yourself. So, for example, there are things that you're just not going to do. And there are standards that you'll create for yourself when you love yourself. There are certain company you will not keep. There are certain things you won't indulge in your life anymore. And I'm not saying that, by the way, that this concept of self-love solves everything and you turn into this magically beautiful, perfect person. That's not what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to say by loving yourself, appreciating yourself, having self-grace, and knowing that you don't need to be perfect 24/7, that's not what it is about, because that's where the self-grace comes in. We're all going through a human experience, which means sometimes we get it wrong, sometimes we get it right. But when you do get it wrong, that's okay. We're going to practice forgiveness towards ourselves, love. We're going to practice grace towards ourselves, love. We're going to practice kindness, love. We're going to practice the spirit of trying again. Persistence, trying again. Let's do it again. Self-love. And by doing it again and trying again and loving yourself enough, forgiving yourself when it hasn't gone the way you want it, what happens? Your standards still begin to increase rather than beating yourself up and going, oh, I knew it. I'm this and that. I'm this. I'm silly. I'm not smart enough. I'm not this enough. I'm not that enough. But it's okay. Today was a bit crappy. Tomorrow's another day. Let's get started. But I tell you what, I'm not dropping my standards because I love myself enough to know I still am worthy of what I desire. Even if I didn't get it right today, tomorrow is another day. I didn't get it right this week, next week's another week. I didn't get it right this month, there is another month ahead of you. But let's not go years. Let's not go years. We're not doing years. We who listen to this podcast are not doing years or months on end not loving ourselves enough. Like, no, let's not do that, please, my lovelies. And the other thing I also want to talk about is, so this is the fourth thing, I'm going to wrap it up now. When it comes to setting your standards at a high level, making sure you're not lowering your standards, is looking at your confidence as well. And there's two things, really. There's the confidence aspect and the self-worth. I really want to talk about the self-worth because I believe self-worth is something that's unshakable. It's who we believe we innately are as a human being. Confidence is a little bit more shakable, goes up and down depending on performance and depending on external factors. I've given this analogy before, real quick. If you're good at doing something and doing amazing every time, and then you don't do it so amazingly for the next couple of weeks, let's say it's running track or, baking cakes and winning all the baking competitions, and then you seem to have a bad streak, your confidence might be affected. Your self-worth, not so. Because innately, you know, I'm a good baker. I'm a good runner. So working on your self-worth is extremely important. Because no matter what is happening around you, you are not going to lower your standards if you have a strong sense of self-worth in who you are and what you're capable of achieving. Okay? There is nothing that's going to knock you off your feet and tell you a lie that you do not deserve what standard you're achieving or striving for when you have that innate knowing and innate feeling inside of you that knows, I am worthy of this. I am good at this. I'm not having a good streak right now, but I'm still good at it. And my standards are not going to drop to match what my experience is right now. Okay, so that's the confidence thing. Confidence might drop, self-worth is not dropping. And when you have these four things, I promise you, and there's lots of other things as well. But you know, just for the sake of this episode, I wanted to share these four core things with you. So looking at what are your number one, look at your social influences and how those are affecting you. Number two, looking at how your internal talk is affecting your standards. Is it saying lovely, beautiful things about you or the exact opposite, which is making you doubt what you're actually capable of achieving? Looking at your number three, looking at your relationship dynamics, whether it's romantic or non-romantic, but if you're in a romantic one and you're feeling like there's a lot of negative stuff going on there, really want you to work on that. And again, as I say, reach out if you'd like a free consultation. Always happy to help my listeners. Grateful for you listening. I love you all for that. Thank you. And then number four is the self-empowerment aspect, where you look at your sense of self-awareness, you look at your sense of self-love, you look at your sense of confidence, you look at your sense of self-respect, and you look at your sense of self-worth. So self-awareness, self-respect, self-love, and self-worth. I hope this has been useful. I hope it serves you. Please do me a favor. If you enjoyed listening to this episode, please go out and share the episode with someone who you know, or someone you think needs to hear this message. I have gotten lots of messages from people I don't even know, social media, saying they shared the episode with someone and someone is using it to teach a class in high school in the States. I was really chuffed. I've got other messages about like all those kind of messages that I forwarded on this podcast to someone. I heard your podcast through someone who shared it. And thank you for that message. I really needed it. So I appreciate you all for sharing. I appreciate you all for listening. Please keep sharing. Please keep listening in each week. And I hope it's serving you. And also, do drop me an email and let me know what you'd like me to talk about. I love hearing from you guys. Until next time, lots of love, take care. And remember, it all starts with you. Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to the Love You Want podcast. I hope you learned something from this episode. Before you go, I would really appreciate it if you could leave a 5-star rating and a positive review. For the links and resources mentioned, you may go to the show notes. Thanks, and see you again next week for another intimate session with me, your host, Anne Helbrink.